The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 27th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio, and also on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there is something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. And I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, Clint Powell.
I love it. I've got named three times in that. That's fantastic.
Well, you're my superstar today.
How you doing?
I'm running on about 7 out of 10.
Are you
That's
really?
Okay. Some days are just 7 days.
Some days I've heard you say 5 before. So this
Rarely.
Is not a bad,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've got in, and you understand this very well, a little bit of a sleep cycle that has not been to my advantage. And many times I can figure it out, and this time I can't. It's just a cycle of the universe, and it's a mystery, and it will break through. There's a time for everything. There's a time for me not to sleep well. There's a time for me to sleep great.
Isn't it weird when you do it well, when you sleep well, and you try to replicate? You know exactly what you did right. Mm-hmm. You do the exact same thing the next night. Yeah. Doesn't work. You're like, what in the world?
Well, what I get into is the fear of not sleeping, because I've already had several nights of not sleeping, and I'm like, oh, crap, I've got to perform every single day like a Tom Brady on the football field, and I'm just going to be struggling. Oh, no, now I'm afraid I'm going to struggle. Well, now I'm afraid I'm not going to sleep.
You're in your own brain. You're in your own head, yeah.
Now, I'm really good at self-talk and breathing and meditating, and it helped immensely, but sometimes that cycle just has to be broke. I want to talk about the coming events, because Katie has overbooked Nutrition World a little bit, which is great, because the events are what empower people with education. And I always say this, I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. If you are in the world of aging, you better be a learner or you will be a victim.
Yep.
Because you only have two choices. You either have to be empowered or else you will get run over like a snail on a road by a bulldozer by the medical field. They will turn every direction known to man, use fear to motivate every single movement you have, and will tell you things that's simply not true because they don't know any different. The system is broke. The people are good. So that's how I view it. So we're going to come up with the foundations of homeopathy. That's a very, very interesting concept of medicine. We're going to be offering that. And if you go to nutritionw.com, under events, it'll be the first one that pops up. Now, this is a costly one because it's a 4-part education series, and homeopathy is like cures like. That means that if you took an herb that caused you to throw up, you do that in minuscule amounts, it will cure nausea. If you have an herb that will make you nervous, you take it in small amounts, it actually makes you calm. A very, very intense science. It's been around a long time. In fact, the Queen of England back 80, 90, 100 years ago, the whole family in Britain mainly used homeopathics. A lot of people still use them around the world. It is a cool science. I love it. When it works, it's magical. When it doesn't hurt you. I love that kind of philosophy. Lung Bus, May 17th.
Love the Lung Bus.
From 11 to 3. You've done it.
Yeah.
I talk to people all the time. One is, I'm not a big fan of a lot of preventative diagnostic tests because there are some risk involved in most tests. But this one, because lung cancer is so curable, and I think if you have any certainly past history of smoking, or that doesn't always count anymore because our environment, personal environment, seems to be adding a lot to this cancer risk. you can do this test and you'll know in 10 minutes whether you have any, and it's 98% curable in stage one. Two is, the reason I push it is the calcium score. The calcium score is going to look at all your arteries and see pretty much how much plaque you have built up. When a person has a calcium score of zero, they are on the best path that they possibly can be on. It doesn't mean you can, if you're still not doing good food choices or nutraceuticals, it doesn't mean you just keep doing the wrong things, because eventually it catches up. But if you're doing everything right, sometimes everything right still doesn't work. And I want to know, or you should know, whether you're building plaque. Because if it does, then you up it to the aggressive level. Lung bust, May 17th. Now, that does cost, but if you're on Medicare, which I learned from Nilly, Nilly has gotten the lung bus. It is paid for fully by Medicare.
Oh, wow.
So someday when I get to the age of Medicare, yeah, that's right. I've been there for about 5 years. I could utilize that. Gut, Laura DeWitt is a expert on colon health. And what's so cool is she is going to be doing one-on-one free 30-minute counseling sessions at Nutrition World for pretty much a whole day. And of course, I failed to write the date down on this card that I wrote, but you can go to events, or maybe my co-host might be able to look it up before
I'm trying. You're going to have to maybe talk slower or.
Well, I've got caffeine going on. So gut check, Laura DeWitt, go to events, nutritionw.com, and sign up.
And I'll have a
free
date in a minute. I'll get a date in a minute.
This is a free. She's going to counsel you for 30 minutes if you have IBS. Diarrhea, constipation, gut pain, a lot of those other issues, and give you some good holistic advice. You've been doing this forever. Next brain training, Michelle
May
Davis.
20th.
May 20th gut for check. Gut check. Yep. May 20th. And it'll be, like I said, most of the day at Nutrition World. Free 30-minute consultations. Brain training with Learning RX, Michelle Davis. Love Learning RX. My grandboy went there for 6 months. Unbelievable results.
I just had her on the 18 to 80 podcast.
Oh, you did? Did you?
Aging in the Brain. We're going to do about 5 parts. So it was the first part of that one.
Well,
yeah.
She's on her game.
She's very
she?
Good. Yes, yes, very good.
Well, Learning RX is for adults and children, not just children. And she's going to be having a lecture May 22nd, free from 6 to 7. How can we address these issues without trying to prescribe solutions like pharmaceuticals? There are methods. If I'm weak in the gym on a push-up, the steroids are not the answer. It's coming up with a training program that makes me stronger. Lastly is Age Gracefully by a gentleman called Brian. His name is Brian Hall, and he's a owner of a company called True Grace. I met them in Orlando convention last year. Top of the game, and they started this company because the wife, who also runs the company, his father died early of prostate cancer, and this was the opening for them to see the realization between what food does and what it doesn't do and harms us, because, you know, until you kind of have an urgency in your life or a loved one's life, you really just think the truck's going to start every morning, it's going to keep running, and everything's going to be fine. Well, then you start realizing, oops, I should not have been doing this, and I should have been doing more of that, and I should have been taking these nutrients. So that's going to be on that date, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to talk about an anti-aging nutrient that I am going to deep dive into. Ergothionine is the name of it. Hey, talking about coming events on this show, I'm going to have, which I took a deep dive into, on nicotine. I'm going to have the take on the good, the bad, and the ugly of nicotine. I honestly am going to say this, Nutrition World, I will give a 90% chance that we will be stocking nicotine.
We'll see. Yeah, I think you're going to come on the podcast too and talk about that. It's one of those things, I can't tell if it's a fad or a trend or if it's real. You've talked about it. Other people have talked about it. I'm looking forward to you doing the research that you do and then bringing us what's true and what's not.
That's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be the guinea pig also, as I always have done, which I'm doing now. I'm experimenting, and I'm going deep dive with Dr. Peter T. I pay a lot of money for his podcast. It's not free. He gives you 20 minutes free, but then the long version of 2 hours, you have to pay a pretty substantial amount for it. Well, that's one of my mentors, and right now, his latest one was on the pluses and minuses of nicotine. How do we do it to get the pluses without much of the negatives? Here's the one little bullet point. 98% of all research in the medical field on nicotine was nicotine from tobacco. totally different than nicotine that is synthesized, that has no connection to tobacco. Tobacco is so full of heavy metals and other horrible chemicals that we have to kind of parse out what part really was dangerous. It doesn't seem like it's the nicotine, well, other than the addictive
factor. I'm also looking forward to see what you find out about the best delivery mechanisms. Mm-hmm. I want to see if it's the pouch, is it the patch, is it something else? And I don't know. I mean, that's the part that I'm looking forward to.
Yep. I'm so into it right now.
I like it, especially when you do it to yourself.
Yeah, I like doing it to myself.
Oh, apparently there's a side effect. You see what happened, Dad? Yep. Oops.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Don't do that, boys and girls.
Let me tell you what I learned.
That's right.
Well, don't do it right before bedtime.
No.
I can tell you that right now without doing that.
Yeah.
All right. We do have to brag on Scott. He broke all sales records in the history of the United States on how many bottles of honey he sold through a really great promo, because we have a local honey guy. His name is Chip, and he's going to be on Vital Health next week. We're going to talk about
this. Just a couple miles down the road, I think, isn't he?
And 3 miles down the road. So you talk about local honey. Scott, I think, I don't know the amount of bottles, but it was maybe 1,000. I mean, we're talking.
He bought them all, though. That's the problem. He bought them just to set the record. That's weird.
He would do that.
Yes.
Yeah, when I wasn't there. So
his car's loaded down with honey.
And we're going to have a great herbalist from a company called Wish Garden. And we're also going to have our clinical pearls with Dr. Kurt Deering on the third segment on allergies. Allergies. How cool is that?
Very.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having all those exciting pieces of info to empower you, your family, and your loved ones. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host Ed Jones and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done now for over 7 years. Hey, we got a great opportunity to learn at this moment. You know, Nutrition World is, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but it's kind of a mecca of wellness. And people really love to support us because we support them in regard to education, companies, experts in the whole United States, not just Tennessee. And today we have Jamie Cotter, who flew in from Los Angeles from Wish Garden Herbs. It's an herb company that we have respected and used for many years, and I have a great value in their education, their quality. But we're going to talk today to Jamie about sleep, stress, and actually also for pregnancy, which is not normally talked about in regard to herbal nutraceutical medicine. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
How long have you been with Wish Gardens?
I've been with Wish Garden for 8 years now. Okay. I've been in natural health for about 20 years. And then when I discovered Wish Garden 10 years ago, I was so blown away by the formulas and the products. I was like, this is all I want to talk about now. So, yeah.
Now, I'm sorry to not know this before I start this.
Yeah.
But we all know that sometimes I don't do my homework as well as I should, but don't you have an anxiety spray that you sell?
We do. So it's called Emotional Ally, and it's a formula to support that occasional anxiety and overwhelm and even grief. Mm-hmm. So it's a lovely formula.
Okay.
Do you spray it on people that are causing you stress, or do you actually have to use it?
They have to take it internally, but however you can get it to them.
Well, Clint, I always call him the average man of Chattanooga, so we ask very average questions.
Absolutely. That's my job.
Is his job. Yeah. But I'm saying all that to say this. I fly my own airplane.
Okay.
And I flew back from Orlando 2 years ago, and it was kind of a stressful flyback because it ended up, the weather was super iffy. And so I flew out of Orlando, and I had your bottle of anxiety spray in that plane.
Okay.
And it is actually still in the side pocket of that plane. It's been 2 years now, but I got into some rough weather. And, you know, you can't help being anxious when you're flying your own plane by yourself in rough weather.
Yeah.
So I used that. I could tell you it took the edge off.
Yeah.
Just enough for me to feel much more confident.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these herbs. We talk about safety a lot, especially, you know, go to all people, but especially pregnancy.
Yeah.
But also, what makes your line a little bit different? I know a lot of yours are liquid sprays,
yep,
which I find so immensely effective because of the quick actions.
Yep.
And also the fact that if two sprays doesn't work, I usually do four, and if four, I go to six.
Yep.
You know, there's a point of no return, but tell us more about exactly why it's a slightly bit different than other herbs.
Yeah. So what we do at Wish Garden is we make herbal formulations, which means you're using a team of herbs together. So some people, most people have heard of a couple of plants, right? A couple of plants are well known, maybe echinacea and ashwagandha and passion flower. And using single herbs, there's a time and a place for that. But typically what we see in historical herbalism is building formulas, because we really want that team of herbs that's addressing the whole person and the whole issue. And something I think at Wish Garden that our founder and our formulator, Catherine, is really quite talented at is building formulations. She really formulates for people and for real life, not just a theoretical, oh, these herbs are quote unquote good for anxiety or sleep or whatever it might be. And so she takes real life situations and she builds formulas that are going to help that situation. So Emotional Ally that we were referencing, that was designed for a friend of hers going through a period of grief and overwhelm. And so it's really nice for in the moment support when you're having those overwhelming moments. And formulation is really a talent. And it's something I think that we're very well known for is our unique and well thought out formulations. And then, of course, we have a selection of products that are safe for pregnancy because we started as a midwifery company 46 years ago. And so it's really nice for the pregnant woman to know, OK, this one is safe. And it's not the Emotional Ally. We have another one called Stress Release for Pregnancy, that to know that that would be safe for her to use.
I love that, because in 46 years of this industry, you know, companies were running scared to do anything with pregnancy until probably about 8 years ago. One of the reasons that I think that it's open is because research has now created far more depth of studies that can say this is safe, and we didn't have that before. And also the fact that you use the combinations, and I like what you said about, you know, Well, first off, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is based on single molecules.
Yeah.
Nature is never based on any single molecules. The green pharmacy is based on what I call synergy.
Yeah.
And synergy is 1 + 1 does not equal 2. 1 + 1 equals 5 or 10. Mm-hmm. And then 5 + 2 equals 50 if you get the right combination. So that's why, you understand that, Clint?
Yeah. I got to be honest, I've never felt smarter in my entire life than to listen to you explain that. But I understand what you're saying. Well, I was just, go ahead, you keep going. I was going to ask a question. Is it also, though, that we've come to expect more? I mean, you know, 50 years ago, and I hate to say this, it's not a political statement, but experts were experts. They wore the jacket. We did what they said. Now, if I can't sleep, whether I'm pregnant and a woman or not, or a guy, whatever, I kind of want answers.
Yeah.
We're living longer. We expect a little bit of a different quality of life. I've got friends around me that are visiting other, you know, people, practitioners that Ed has or using products like yours. And my expectations are, well, the guy with the girl in the white jacket said something fantastic, but I see there's something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just opened up for markets like this for them to come in and go, well, before you take the pill, why don't you try something like this?
Yes, I think that's a great point. And I always say, I think we're living in the perfect time. And I really wish the two sides, the medical world and the holistic world, would come together more and appreciate, because we have all the advances of modern medicine. You want that life-saving stuff that modern medicine can offer. But we have the remembrance and the knowledge and all these amazing herbal products. And so for me, the balance is start with something natural. Start with the plants. We know these exist. You know, the whole motto of being a doctor, first do no harm. Why would we not start with the most body-friendly, safe approach? And if that gets the job done, awesome. I always say start with the herbs. And then, you know, some situations get more acute, and that's where we may then move on to the over-the-counter, the pharmaceutical solution. But we really have the perfect time of so many amazing, you know, herbal products and all these great companies that exist now. And then, you know, start there.
Well, I wish we had a camera, because she's pointed at something I'm actually using right now from her company. I'm over here mixing it as we talk.
I spray it directly in because I'm a man. And since you're mix it with water, it obviously.
But I'm surprised you don't have a mess up, because you can't get to 7 pumps. You're like 1 + 1 = 12. And so I'm amazed you're not having some sort of overdose. But keep talking, sir.
Yeah. I love what you said, Jamie, about the hope of partnering between the traditional and what we, whatever we call ourselves. But we have done that.
Yep.
Dr. Kurt Dehring is here, as he is every other week on Vital Health Radio. 30, how many years of being a clinical pharmacist?
33 years of being a clinical pharmacist.
Yes.
And what she's saying is true. We didn't learn anything in the medical field about this whole world, nutraceutical and herbs, nothing about it. And I just wish I would have learned so much sooner, because, and that's one of my goals. I mean, I don't know how many years I've got left as far as working, but hopefully another 10 or so. But during those 10 years, I really want to at least open up Chattanooga to and meet with the medical people. And I think a lot of people are starting to open up their minds a little bit, but to have somebody that's lived both, to come talk to them and say, hey, I've been you, and I know you don't know what you don't know, because I didn't.
Yep.
And I'd like to really open your mind up to this. And that's one of our goals at Nutrition World, is to start reaching out more to the medical community and getting them to realize that if you want to treat your patients as best as possible and do it as safe as possible, you cannot beat what we offer.
Yep.
You just can't. And most of our stuff that we have in studies show that it actually works better.
Uh-huh.
And it's safer. And so it's unbelievable how suppressed it's been. I mean, you probably, I don't know if that makes you mad sometimes, thinking you've been doing this since 79 and that you haven't broken through that whole world yet, but you have broken through enough people to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. Well, I know that, but
We broke through enough to get to a point where we can break through, because that we have to wait on history and time to have that right piece in the mindset of how time goes. And we're in that, and we're in a golden age.
Yep.
There's no doubt. I'm so fortunate to be living right now in the industry and the passion that I have.
Can I ask a quick question? So is there a, have you seen a difference when you're talking to people who may be in the medical profession, as you run and visit these folks and meet people like, you know, Dr. Dehring? He may not be, you know, they may not be as far down the road as he is, but you're starting to see some cracks in the theologies and the approaches?
Yeah, what I'm starting to see is more and more doctors have an interest in integrative medicine, and there's great integrative medicine training. I actually went last year to an integrative medicine conference, mostly medical doctors who had gone to Arizona to get trained in integrative health so that they could start to integrate their practices and call themselves an integrative doctor. So we're seeing more and more people. I don't think the system is changing as fast as we want, but I think individual individual doctors are starting to say there's something to this nutrition and supplement thing, and I want to learn more about this.
And there's a tipping point in everything, and,
yeah.
and we have to move toward it to get to that point. So back to Wish Garden and these liquid herbs. Again, what are the top two or three points that people would want to take home with them if they're listening right now? And I don't know if hardly anybody who doesn't have at least moments of overwhelm in their daily life or weekly life. What kind of advice would you give them as far as what would be a remedy of choice?
Yeah. So the beauty of a lot of what we make at Wish Garden is that they're fast acting.
Right.
And I think people don't realize this, is that you can get 5 to 10 minute symptom relief from herbal remedies, from something natural. And that's how we formulate for many of them. Not everything happens overnight. We don't solve, you know, chronic stress overnight, but for those moments, like you were talking about on the airplane, of having overwhelm and feeling, you know, that jolt of anxiety, for having a moody moment, for having trouble falling asleep, we can support that quickly and safely. So I think that's good to know. And I think that'll help people come to try a natural remedy when they know, oh, these can work as fast as something over the counter and be a lot more body friendly and safe. And then the other thing I would say is that because we do have kind of different selections of things for stress and sleep and emotional support, is you want to find the remedy or remedies that work for you and the unique way that things show up for you. I have them all in my cabinet because this is my medicine cabinet, is herbs, and I always know which one I need when, but it's I think a good idea to really get clear on how you struggle and what you struggle with and which remedies would be appropriate for you.
Tell them a little bit about your cotton root bark. It's in Liquid Bliss.
Yeah.
Mood elevator.
Yeah, I got Dr. Turing popped up on Liquid Bliss. Okay, we have a very cool formula called Liquid Bliss, and this is a mood elevator. And and I think it's one of the most unique herbal remedies you're ever going to find. And this goes to our formulator, Catherine, and her unique brilliance. So when you see a lot of formulas out there talking about mood and happiness, and you look at them, they're very based in the nervous system, and that's valuable to calm the nervous system. But what we're doing with Liquid Bliss is literally elevating the mood through oxytocin. And oxytocin is our love bonding connection hormone. And we release oxytocin when we're happy and we're laughing and we're with people we love. And it's that feel good hormone.
That's what Clint releases when he's with me on this show.
There
normally.
You go. That's why it feels so good in here.
I'm sorry, I was asleep except for you when Ed talks to me. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
So there are many times when we don't feel that way. We feel disconnected. Maybe we have some social anxiety. We feel grumpy. We get triggered by the people around us. And so Liquid Bliss, there's an herb in Liquid Bliss called cotton root bark. And this actually we know of from our history in midwifery. But cotton root bark facilitates the release of oxytocin.
Really?
Yes. It's a very, very cool plant. And oxytocin, I call Liquid Bliss, my little fun nickname for it is fake it till you make it. Because when you have those times when you feel grumpy and moody and you can't force yourself out of that mood, if we can get a little boost of that oxytocin, then you just start to suddenly feel like, okay, I'm good. I'm happy. You're not annoying. Me, so I'm social.
You need to give them out to your in-laws. Where's that at Christmas time?
Yes. So Liquid Bliss works really quickly to help elevate that mood and enhance connection. There's so many uses. The in-laws at Christmas,
Hey, you forgot I'm single. I don't have in-laws.
Well,
okay? So
listen,
just for anybody.
When I was single, I took it on many a first date.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Many a first date.
Okay. Well, I've got a wild girlfriend, so I would need it for her.
Yes. Maybe.
That's a different podcast, man. Different podcast.
Okay, sorry about that.
Focus.
Hey, I love, though, the fact that you said a minute ago, this is what I've spent 30 years being frustrated by something that I should have known to fix because of the industry I'm in. Having a toolbox ready when you're not doing well. Now, I come to work every day. I work 6 days a week. I take one Saturday a month off. So I have pretty much access. If I'm feeling ill, I can walk into the counter and pick it up.
Yeah.
Most people don't have that. But even with me, if it's 8 o'clock at night and I'm starting to feel like my mind's getting wound up, I can't sleep, or I feel sickly in some way, have it at home.
Yes.
So what's the name of this product? Liquid Bliss?
Liquid Bliss is that product. Yes. And I think that's an excellent point. Before I worked for Wish Garden, I was a health coach and I would work with people individually. And the big thing I would teach people is build your natural medicine cabinet. Have this stuff on hand. You know, have the other stuff when you need it for the acute situations, but build your natural medicine cabinet so that when something strikes, you're ready to go with it there on hand.
Absolutely. What would be the top three products you think people could and should put in their cabinet.
Yeah, so we make a lot of products. And I think the number one thing I would say is have our Kick-Ass Immune on hand. Kick-Ass Immune is an immune booster, and you don't want to be waiting 1 second. As soon as you feel those symptoms coming on, start taking the Kick-Ass Immune. And then from there, I think it's going to be situational to what people struggle with. I like the sleepy nights because, you know, when a sleep issue comes, you want to have a solution to help you support falling asleep. Kick-Ass Allergy, which we have here, that's a good one for people who particularly struggle with allergies. So it's going to depend on what your common pain points are. But the one I would say, like, Kick-Ass Immune is good for everyone to have on hand.
I love that. Yes. And what is, like, on the dosing, what is the recommendations on that? Because I think you have some really good directions on that.
Yeah. So we have a few different strategies based on the formula and the situation. Mm-hmm. So let's take immunity as an example. We're pretty aggressive with our recommendation because we really want your immune system to stay active and ahead of this germ it's going to battle with. So with Kick-Ass Immune, at the onset of a symptom, you're going to take your serving, which is between 7 and 8 pumps on the bottle. And you might repeat that every hour or every 2 hours, right? We really want to keep that immune system heading out and doing its thing and not let the germ overwhelm it.
Well, that's where I get frustrated because there are so many dosing platforms. Like, okay, there's a dose for maintenance. There's a therapeutic dose. Yep. There's actually a, like, the world's falling apart dose in some regards. And most companies will not go that direction. Yeah. So I tell, you know, if we advise people, we'll say, like, I love olive leaf. I think it's a wonderful herb. When Solgar first came out with olive leaf, it was probably about 25 years ago, we became the number one retailer of olive leaf. Mm-hmm. And they came and said, why are you selling so much? I said, because I see it that it kills viruses. And they said, really? We didn't know that. Well, that, of course, they didn't. It was 25 years ago. Mm. We really didn't know it. But I just anecdotally found that out. And because I would say 1 to 2 a day for maintenance. But you get sick, you need 6 pills a day, 3 twice a day. The dose makes it work.
Yeah.
And yes, there is a level we'd be foolish to do, but we know kind of those levels. For people to learn more about Wish Garden, so if they are really interested in finding out about the history and the products, what do they do? Where do they go?
Best place to go is wishgardenherbs.com. Our website has all sorts of great information. Mm-hmm. It has our story. We have a phenomenal story. We've been around for 46 years. To this day, we remain a family-owned company, woman-owned family-owned company, which we're very proud of. And we had a very interesting history in midwifery and then grew beyond that. But 46 years in business this
year. That's great. It's exactly the same as myself. Yeah.
79.
Yeah,
so,
1979.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the next episode is the superstar Dr. Kurt Deering, going to be speaking about allergies. He's done several weeks of good digging deep on that because we are in that midst of that season. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Hey, we got my buddy, Dr. Kurt Dehring. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We're going to talk significant absence. Yeah, well, Clint had an errand to run, so he had it's probable Krispy Kreme, but I'm not going to judge him by any means. But yes, I am. So you're usually here about every 2 or 3 weeks, and I love all your deep dive into topics. But I mean, if there's any one conversation at the coffee table, it is allergies, and it is significant. And I'm very fortunate that none of those bother me. I get a little bit fatigued, I think, during the pollen season, but I don't have any outward symptoms, and fatigue can be one of those for sure. And before you start, because I know you got a lot of information, I just read this before coming to this show. You know this probably, but I did not know this, that they're called cross reactions between pollen and food. And this makes total sense. If you're allergic to birch, and I don't, you know, none of us all know exactly what we're allergic to, but if you're allergic to birch, you can't eat foods that have birch in them. Well, I didn't know that these foods had birch in them. So if you're allergic to birch, you don't eat apples, peaches, plums, pears, cherries, celery, parsley, soybeans, peanuts, or hazelnuts, because that adds more allergens into your body. Didn't know that. Second, ragweed. Who in the world would have guessed that cantaloupe has ragweed in it? Did you
never
know that?
Did not know that.
Honeydew, watermelon, zucchini, cucumber, and banana have freaking ragweed in them. So if you're already getting it outside and maybe your house is good, maybe you have a good air filter, but then you're eating these inside, then you're adding more. And then lastly, mugwort. I don't really know that much about mugwort, but it's a really strong allergen. Then celery, carrots, fennel, peppers, cauliflower, broccoli, and cabbage. I live on those things. Of course, I'm lucky they don't bother me. But that's a cool theory. I mean, we just don't want to overburden even more a system that's overburdened. And I didn't realize those foods have it. But let's talk remedies. Let's talk things that you know very well. And the TV commercials make it look like it's a perfect solution just to pop those drugs, and they're not perfect, are they?
No, they're not perfect, which is why I suffered with allergies for decades now, because I'll do the nasal steroid for a little while and it's fine, and it works really well. But the antihistamines, the Zyrtecs and Claritins of the world, I don't have a big problem with Claritin, but I guess coming from the pharmaceutical world, I'm always figuring at some point side effects are going to catch up with you. And what we do know about the antihistamines that are available, prescription and over-the-counter, is that some of them can, cause a heart rate problem. They can also cause brain fog, and some of them can exacerbate or make dementia worse. So all these things are...
How about prostate swelling?
Yeah.
In some
situations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes these things are a lot more prevalent in the first generation antihistamines than the second generation. Mm-hmm. But even the second generations are not foolproof. Some of them are still make you drowsy and give you brain fog. And so what's interesting is that my transition into the nutraceutical world, it was a long process, but in 2021, when we weren't given a lot of choices on what we could use to try to fight off viruses, I got good information on quercetin being a zinc ionophore, and that just means that it allows zinc to go in through the channel, get in there, and keep a virus from replicating. So we couldn't get our hands on certain pharmaceuticals like hydroxychloroquine, which is a zinc mm-hmm. ionophore, which showed it could be beneficial, but for whatever reasons, they didn't want it to work. I think we know the reasons. But anyway, so I got my hands on quercetin and was using it with zinc and trying to fight off these infections. And I did notice that my allergies were getting better because I used to kind of not really treat it. So people made fun of me for sneezing all the time. You know, that like everybody just, you know, I was just known as a sneezer, and I just all the time sneezing.
Really?
And you probably haven't noticed that because now that I've got natural remedies that I can take, it just doesn't happen much anymore.
I can't remember even remembering you sneeze.
Yeah, that's because I do quercetin now. And during this time of year, when it's gotten a little bit worse, the pollen's gotten a little bit worse, I've added a stinging nettle in with it, and that has made a huge difference. I don't think I knew how good that was until I started using it.
Well, explain, one, what dose did you like, and then secondly, what is the mechanism of how these work? I know quercetin, onions have a lot, so as far as a food, that's a certainly healthy one, but how do they work?
Well, they, of course, you know, what happens is your mast cells release histamine when you're having an overreaction to an allergy. It's basically the body's exposed to something. Your body overreacts. The immune balance is off kilter. The Th1 to Th2 is off kilter. And you overreact, and then you get all this inflammation. You get this mucus production. You get sneezing. You get those are all the symptoms from histamine being released. Quercetin will actually be an antihistamine. It keeps the cat in the bag. It keeps the histamine from being released to begin with. Mm-hmm. If you've already had the histamine released or you didn't quite get it at all, then you've got something like stinging nettle that can come in and blocks the receptors of histamine. So it can be used at any time. Even it's going to help at any time during this process to help relieve symptoms.
So it blocks the histamine if it's already floating around.
Right.
Perfect.
So the cat's out of the bag, but you're protecting yourself from it with mm-hmm. that. So we've got a lot of different products at Nutrition World, and what I would say is that they try to combine a lot of these into formulations where there's synergy that we talked about, and for instance we were having our speaker here today or our guest here today that was talking about kick-ass allergy, and that particular product there has nettle leaf in it.
Mm.
It's got echinacea in it, which is more known for its ability to be able to support the immune system, but it does have some histamine blocking potential. And then it's got something called yerba santa, which is also used to block antihistamine or have an antihistamine effect to it. So all these products are, you know, designed to do that. And I was really going to start out by saying that I usually do a case study here. And what I've decided that today, being timely, which was actually supposed to be a couple weeks ago, but being timely here is that I've got so many people coming in now that they put on their list Zyrtec or Claritin or one of these. And so I'm addressing it with them. That may not be their biggest goal when they meet with me is to get off of their antihistamine. But I at least want them to know that, hey, there's things out there where you can actually not only take care of this histamine problem and maybe avoid, even though it's a small risk, but you can avoid some of the risks that come with the antihistamines that are over the counter. But that we can actually put you something on quercetin that not only is good for allergies, which is why I take it, but it's also good to fight off infections. If you think you're getting a viral infection, mm-hmm. the zinc ionophore aspects of it, it is a great antioxidant. It reduces inflammation. It can help lower blood pressure. It can improve exercise performance. It's, it's literally great for prostate health. And so you can go on and on with the beneficial effects. So why not take something that, instead of having side effects, has side benefits, like quercetin does? It has a lot of anyway, there's also studies with this. This is most of the stuff that we can talk about in nutraceuticals. There are data out there that show that it works just as well.
That's one reason why we had a hard time getting any recognition. As I told Jamie from Wish Garden, as you heard, it was because we had just a scant amount of research in the 80s and 90s. Then in the year 2000, it did start to really build some momentum. But by the last 10 years, you cannot deny the effects of some of the green pharmacy products because they're now being delved into to a level that any respectable healthcare practitioner cannot ignore.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, and Quercetin's got studies. The way they did it was they did questionnaires. How effective was this for you? Mm-hmm. So it's not like it was a double-blind placebo, but basically a questionnaire, which can be valuable when you say, you took the quercetin, what was your relief from allergies? You took the Zyrtec, what was your relief on a scale of 1 to 10? It was just as effective as Zyrtec. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's got all the side benefits.
Well, that kind of questionnaire is limited in its accuracy, perhaps. But the thing is, you can't do that with somebody about, did this prevent your cancer? That doesn't work. But when you have an outward symptom of your nose running and you're sneezing and your eyes are red, it's absolutely a yes or no. It's not placebo. So go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to also say that with the stinging nettle, they've done some head-to-head studies with Cromolyn, which is it's a prescription medication as far as the pill form of it, but the nasal form and the eye form are over-the-counter. But head-to-head, that showed that it worked just as well.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Now, Cromolyn is a spray, a nasal spray?
Cromolyn can three different forms, eye, nose, and there's an oral form of it,
too.
But
it's a steroid, right?
No.
No, oh, it's not. Oh,
it's not. Okay. It's just they call it a synthetic mast cell stabilizer. It stabilizes the mast cell, so therefore less histamine release.
I gotcha. Okay.
So, which is how these others are working, except for their nature. Mm-hmm. Nature's the green pharmacy.
Yep.
But also, I also wanted to bring up the fact that, and you were mentioning having somebody come in maybe next week, I think you said, but local honey. So the theory behind that is the desensitization with having the pollen, the local pollen, and you said 3 miles away, our beekeeper that provides our honey, so you are going to get pollen that is from this area. And the theory is that you're going to desensitize, and but even if it didn't, there are naysayers, like there are in everything. There's naysayers that say, does this really work kind of thing? At the very least, you got something that can boost your immune system, has anti-inflammatory effects. It soothes the membranes, it soothes the throat. So if you start thinking about those benefits of it, and hopefully you can get the desensitization out of it as well. And all of this, of course, if this is allergy related to seasonal allergies, you'd like to start ideally about a month before.
That's what I was going to say. I think, yeah, exactly. Now, and then, it doesn't mean you can't start now, but it is best before you get hit with it to be desensitized.
And I take 250 of quercetin a day, but when March rolls around, I double that up to 500 or 1,000 or more. Mm-hmm. And then now that I know about stinging nettle, I'm going to start throwing that into the mix starting around the beginning of March to make sure. But and then when it comes to the honey is you start out at a teaspoon a day, and then you can go up to a tablespoonful for about every 50 pounds of body weight. So that's kind of the dosing on it.
And those are really good on the sourdough biscuits that Nutrition World sells. They are, right now, they are my most addictive food, and my blood sugar only goes up 20 points when I eat them.
Wow.
And especially when we do it with the cultured butter that we sell that Katie got in. I dream of that butter and that honey and that sourdough. This is the sweetest little lady makes, who's got 5 kids that she homeschools, and she brings them in every week. All right.
So just to mention a few other things, I've mentioned about 3 or 4 different things that are good for the antihistamine effects and good for allergies. There's also vitamin C. nice antioxidant and good for histamine. Magnesium, both of those can lower histamine levels. And bromelain and curcumin can reduce inflammation, so that helps with your side effects and mucus buildup. And so that eases your congestion and your sinus symptoms. And then once again, you know, kind of looking into this a little bit, and it seems like every time I look into something, I do a little bit of a deeper dive. All of a sudden, here comes the probiotics pop up. Mm-hmm. So they have probiotics now that specifically target allergies. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how much I'm learning that probiotics actually play a role. Those 350 billion bacteria living in our body are just amazing. We couldn't do without them. I mean, it's something we didn't know, or at least I didn't know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. I started hearing stuff about it 10 years ago, but
I love your passion. I love your deep dive. And to me, that all those good bacteria are like, and you're a guy who does this that I don't. You love cruise ships. Just imagine you're on a cruise ship and all those people who work there are there to take care of you. That is your good bacteria. Now, if you were on some pirate ship somewhere and you're hiding in a closet, you're still on the ship and you're still going somewhere. But think about the difference. And that's what the most American culture's microbiome is. Secondly, I'm not bragging, but every single thing you mentioned, I take in my packet of 62 pills a day. Maybe that's why Ed Jones doesn't have allergies. Duh. Now, no one needs 62 pills a day. But, you know, I love avoiding things as I get older. I'm on 68, and, you know, I can't avoid everything. Something's going to get me. I'm borrowing this body, but here I am. So what else you got? You got about 20 seconds.
All right. In 20 seconds, I was hoping I'd have enough time to bring up the fact that I just read an article out of Nutrients. That's the name of the publication or whatever. There's a group of physicians, dietitians, and what they call metabolic researchers that are calling for, and I knew you'd like this, they're calling for a new food pyramid.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying this, what we've had that the government put out for the last however many decades is just, it's carb heavy. It's leading to rising rates of obesity and type 2 diabetes. So they're proposing a new low-carb food pyramid, and it's going to be sort of more focused on protein, full-fat dairy, and healthy fats. So it's basically, I just thought you might be excited to know that they're finally rethinking the failed pyramid.
Love it. I love it, and it has to come. It has to.
Yeah.
There has been so in error for decades. Thank you so much, Dr. Deering. And we'll be talking here in another segment. So that is time to take a break, though. When we come back, I got to get a little bit more empowering information on my health tips of the week out. And I will. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app. Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones and my co-host Clint Powell and my secondary co-host Dr. Deering. And that was a heck of a show. Tons of information. I do want to get across one point because we're always concerned. And you know, if you look at my Instagram or my YouTube or some of my Facebooks at Nutrition World, you know, I make runs to Walmart and I try to help people walk through the aisles to say, okay, you can't shop at Nutrition World all the time. You may not even live in this city, but how can we make better choices when we sometimes don't have a big budget, but we need to buy food? So please access those platforms. But also, like today, I'm going to list the 15 vegetables through EWG. EWG is a company I totally trust that does their own testing on products and on foods. And this is the top 15 that have the lowest level of pesticides. Number one, which I absolutely adore the fact that this came out because, you know, we all like to get verified that what we do is right. But avocados is the lowest level of pesticides because we can't always even find organic, even if we can afford it. So avocados anywhere would be fine. Second, which shocked the heck out of me, is sweet corn. I did not realize, I thought all corn was sprayed. Now, when we say pesticides, I don't know where that glyphosate issue falls on this because they're not spraying the plant with it, they're spraying the ground with it. So that's a different matter. So I don't know about the corn because corn was one that was sprayed. The next is onions. I'll just go down the list. Pineapple, papaya, sweet peas that were frozen. Peas are so valuable as a food. They have tons of fiber. They're very nutrient rich. They actually have a little bit of iron in them. They have some protein. Asparagus is next. Honeydew melon. Kiwi. Now, some of these have, if you hear me often, you hear me talk about oxalates. Oxalates, like kiwi, has a lot of oxalates. I wouldn't eat kiwi. But then next is cabbage, mushrooms, mangoes, sweet potatoes, watermelon, and carrots.
So when I do my consults, I actually go through these with them because I'm always talking about the pillars of health.
Good, good.
And the pillars of health, you got to have great sleep. You got to have great exercise. But you also have to eat well. But it's not just about, I kind of learned this on my own. It's not just about eating well and just jumping in and starting eating fruits and vegetables because you might not be doing yourself a service if you're actually eating stuff. So that's why I always recommend these clean 15. You're never going to go wrong with avocados. And then there's what they call the dirty dozen, which is probably what you're getting ready to get to, right?
Well, we can't. We don't have time. But we'll get to that next time because also the cleanest alcoholic beverage is what? Tequila. Bang, bang, bang. All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, Dr. Deering, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we want to thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.